Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Our guest today is originally from Duluth and will be in town Thursday, July 9th to share her artist talk. Carolyn Halliday has shared her work in an exhibit called Poetics of Evolution on display at the Duluth Art Institute for one more week.
I am Carolyn Halliday, and my medium is textile referenced sculpture. So we can call that fiber art, we can call it mixed media, we can call it sculpture.
Share a little bit about your mixed media or materials that you sculpt with.
So one of the things that I use the most and very frequently is wire, particularly copper wire, because it needs to be malleable enough for me to knit because I hand knit it. So I use hand knitting to make the body of much of the work that I work with.
My favorite part about this, your work, is that real dichotomy of man-made material with the natural world. And then the component of working with your hands, so evident that it's created. Talk about kind of those different worlds and how they come together for you.
Well, the natural world is very important to me. I'm often inspired by fiber or objects that I find in nature. Then there is the tradition of natural fiber that has been used for making so many aspects of civilization. And in that historic tradition, I also like to bring in these historic techniques of traditional needlework done by women, like knitting, but other needlework too. And then what drew me to deciding to use something like the wire rather than just specifically fiber is the durability of it. And particularly in using wire as thin as I do, I like the transparency of it. And so it in its transparent state becomes another, that adds another whole dimension of the work in the way that it interacts with the light, with the shadow that it casts. But there's something about the hard material and the soft transformation of it in the knitting that's, or other techniques, that's very appealing to me.
So how did you get so many wonderful layers of concept into your work? Is it deliberate, or is it maybe a natural progression in art in your life?
At the most basic level, for any artist, I think it's in the making, and that's certainly especially true for somebody who is working with their hands and for whom the materials are very important. So one can pick up a piece of wire and form it into something, and that's exciting just because it's an exciting material. But then for me, then the next layer is, well, what else is this saying and where did this come from? It seems like what artists are doing are going back to something that's really very personal to them and intimate in their daily lives. And in my life, I have always lived with people who have been very interested in nature. When I then was working with a newer material, which is the gut, my fascination is with the nature of the material. And so at first I'm just interested in the technical properties of working with it. But then as I thought about it more, I wanted to bring other layers to it. And so part of what was intriguing to me about the gut is that, well, it historically was used for one of the first kinds of parchment. And so then it becomes a writing surface. That's how I came to the idea of transcribing parts of Darwin's journal on it, and with other pieces I've written, conversations related to ecology and evolution.
What has been the response to that material, to using gut?
Well, some people are creeped out. A few people have been vegetarians and have been a little unnerved but when they hear that it's gut. But mostly, I think people find it kind of sacred and fascinating and are quite drawn to it.
Carolyn Halliday shares her artist talk Thursday, July 9th, 5:30 p.m., wrapping up her exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute, Poetics of Evolution. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to artists' work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.